kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang special na araw ito dahil meron tayong mga ilang kabataan. Ito ay nakakatuwa dahil ang ating mga nakausap ay mga binata o mga lalaki na Filipino teenagers dito sa bahagi ng Sydney at nagbahagi sila. Ano nga ba ang special tungkol sa kanilang mga nanay o bakit special ang kanilang mga nanay? Tampok natin ngayong umagang ito. At narito nga, kilalanin natin ang ilang mga kabataang Pinoy na nagbigay ng kanilang saloobin tungkol sa ano nga ba ang espesyal o bakit espesyal ang kanilang mga magulang. Na ito, sa unang bahagi syempre, ang isang batang-bata ito na nagsimula ng kanyang pagiging musikero o yung pagiging singer dito sa bahagi ng Sydney. Na una natin siyang nakilala dito sa ating programa noong kasagsagan ng pandemic dahil ang pareho niyang mga magulang ay mga nurses. At narito, ibinahagi ni Matthew Dino kung bakit nga ba espesyal ang kanyang nanay.
My mom's special is the amount of love, caring, and support that she gives me, especially from growing up. Through tough times and through good times, she's been there for me, and her love and support is what makes her special to me. And just for her being there for me, I want to say, Mahal kita, Ma. I love you, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Can you remember a word that your mom would usually say to you, like a Filipino thing?
She would say, Halika na, because we're running late. but otherwise, she says a lot of things, very funny things. But normally, after I do karaoke at home, she's like, Uy, ang galing, galing! Because it's really funny because she shows me that support. And yeah, I love her so much. She's just funny.
Nagbahagi rin ng kanyang pananaw naman kung bakit espesyal ang kanyang nanay, ang musician din at singer na si Jared Lesaka.
So what makes my mom special? Well, there are so many things that I could say. I could go on for hours. This interview could take on 2 hours and I'd still only name half of the things. But the two most important things that makes my mom special are her unconditional love and her unwavering support. And also, it's the type of love that you only get from your mother. You know that feeling, that warmth that you get every time you get a hug from her, every time you get a text from her? It's the ability to care for someone, especially when you yourself need care. You know, it's just the selflessness that she has. And it really inspires me to be like her every time I see her. the thing that her and I always say, we always joke fight with each other, especially in public, but she always says, Bahala ka sa buhay mo. And I say, Humanap kang kausap mo. And then we just start like insulting each other in Tagalog. But like, it's out of love. It's out of love. Yeah, every time if you hear us saying that, it sounds like we're arguing, but in reality, it's just showing how much we love each other through comedy and through making each other laugh. She makes me laugh so much. And Mom, I love you so much. And thank you for cooking for me and tucking me to bed every night, even when I'm 19.
Nakakatuwa naman ang kwentong yan ni Jared, ano? At isa namang nahihilig sa karate nung siya ay medyo pata-bata pa, pero nito ay ngayon naman sa kanyang pagkanta ang pinagtutuunang pansin ni Josh Loy. At malaking pasalamat niya sa suporta ng kanyang mga magulang, partikular ng kanyang ina, dahil sa pagsuporta ng mga ito sa kanyang hilig ngayon sa musika.
So what makes my mom special? I mean, I don't think there's any way that you can really describe what a mom does, but I'll try the best I can. I mean, if there's one word that I can put my mom for, it's giving. For me and my sister, she's the preacher, the lecturer, the teacher, the giver, the producer, the director, everything in our lives. And my sister is in a pageant. I'm a singer. I've got uni, starting off uni. She's got all these events, and she does it all by herself. She gives everything for us. She's the most amazing mom in the world, and I love her so much. If there was one thing that she says to me, and I can't stress it enough about how much she says this to me. Sometimes I get annoyed by it, but it is something that she that has stuck in my head that she will continue saying for the rest of my life because of the amount of mistakes I am and how high maintenance I am. It's the saying, if gusto, kaya, which is the phrase meaning in English, if you can, if you want it, you can. And that's been a big thing in me and my sister's life. I mean, growing up, like, all these opportunities that we have, me and my sister always think in our head, like, that's not something we'll win at. That's not something we'll be good at. But every time my mom hears us say that, if gusto kaya, everything in life. And that has always pushed us forward and made us give the best of our abilities and become as successful as we can be now and forever in the future. Thank you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Love you.
Tunay ngang napakalaga ng pagpapasalamat natin sa mga ginagawa ng ating mga nanay o yung mga tumatayong nanay sa araw-araw ng ating buhay. At narito pa, sa panghuli, nagbahagi rin si Ezekiel Yunon ng kanyang pahayag kung bakit espesyal ang kanyang nanay, lalo pa nga at nito lamang niya na-discovery ang kanyang hilig at ang kanyang boses sa musika.
How do I describe my mom? Well, first and foremost, she's the definition of a superhero. Her giving birth to me at 43 just proves how much of a woman of strength she is. A woman of caringness, lovingness, endless laughter with her. It just really proves how caring she is to the three of us. Me, my kuya, and my ate. She is probably the number one role model in our lives, the number one woman that really just pushes us to be the best that we can be. Very blessed, very grateful for the way that she has been, you know, being taking care of us, being able to, you know, uplift us during our toughest times. Just really proves how much she is there to be a superwoman. So to my mother, I wish you a happy Mother's Day, and more amazing moments with you, more amazing cherishable moments that, you know, will really last amazing memories. And I love you so much. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom, for everything. Yeah. I think what I really find funny about my mom is the way that she laughs. Her mannerism and her gestures just gets me laugh every time. I think one that makes me laugh the most is whenever there's a song by Taylor Swift coming on the radio and she's like, "Izzy, is that Swift Taylor?" So I think just that makes me laugh, making those common mistakes, that's something that I always love about my mom is, you know, differentiating the accent. I think accent is the really strong point one for me. Yeah.
Ayan, alam ko sa mga maraming mga Filipino-Australians na mga kabataan, makaka-relate sa kwentong yan ni Ezekiel Yunon at sa accent ng kanyang nanay. Pero syempre, wala sa accent ng mga nanay ang walang katumbas yung kanilang pagmamahal, at hindi mo makikita sa accent nila kung gaano kalaki ang pagmamahal na meron sila para sa kanilang mga anak. At alam nyo ba na ang ideya ng Mother's Day ay unang lumabas noong May 12, 1907. Ako, napakatagal na, ilang taon, ilang dekada na ang lumipas ng una itong mailabas o masimulan. Ito ay sa pamamagitan ng American woman na si Anna Jarvis, kung saan siya ay nagsagawa ng isang maliit na memorial service para sa kanyang sariling nanay. At hindi nagtagal, sa karamihan ng mga lugar sa Amerika, ito ay ginagawa na nila. At noong taong 1914, ang Pangulo noon ng US ay ginawa itong National Holiday. Ipinagdiriwang ang Mother's Day na siya nating kinagisnan ngayon tuwing ikalawang linggo ng Mayo. Isang pagpupugay po sa lahat ng mga nanay at syempre sa mga tumatayong nanay. Saludo po kami sa inyo at sana maging espesyal ang araw na ito para sa inyong lahat.
I-like, i-share, mag
comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.